Firefighters search for hundreds still missing in devastating Hong Kong Tower Block's fire. Video shows speed fire spreads in Hong Kong Tower Block. Putin doubles down on demands for Ukrainian territory ahead of talks with U.S. in Moscow. Palestinian U.S. teen freed after 9 months in Israeli jail. U.S. suspends immigration requests for Afghans after National Guard shooting. France to reinstate a form of military service. 25 years after conscription was phased out, Venezuela bans 6 major airlines after tensions with U.S. escalate. Fracking has transformed an Argentine town, but what about the nation? Year after ceasefire, peace eludes South Lebanon as Israeli strikes continue. Pope Leon first foreign trip says future of humanity at stake from conflict. General named New Guinea-Bissau leader day after coup. South Africa hits back after Trump's U.S. won't invite it for G20 next year. Police investigate theft of 4 dogs from Malawi presidential palace where peace stands in Ukraine after frantic diplomacy. Soldiers seize power in Guinea-Bissau and detain the president. Trump defends Witkoff after leak appears to show envoy coaching Russia, Nicolas Sarkozy illegal. Campaign financing conviction upheld. Teens launch high court challenge to Australia's social media ban. Chicago man accused of setting train passenger on fire had 72 prior arrests. Italian parliament unanimously votes to make femicide a crime. Once in 300 years, rain hits Thai city as floods ravage Southeast Asia. I am devastated. Hong Kong residents in disbelief after fire destroys blocks of flats. What we know about the Hong Kong apartment fires. They can't crush our protests, vow Georgians after year of resistance. I panic every time she coughs. Delhi's toxic air is making its children sick. Stone-throwing anger unnerves Zambia's fix-it president. U.S. Transportation Secretary wants more civility in air travel. Not everyone is on board. Watch, dawn aerial footage reveals scale of Hong Kong apartment blaze. BBC on the scene of the Hong Kong apartment block blaze. Watch how the shooting of 2 National Guard members unfolded. Watch, car nearly hits first responders in Midwest blizzard conditions. Watch, moment researcher finds rare flower after 13-year search. Pope Mobile becomes a mobile health clinic for Gaza children. Gold prices climb, set for 4th straight month of gains on rate cut cheer. Brent rises on Ukraine uncertainty. WTI disrupted by CME outage. Oil prices steady with Ukraine peace, OPEC Plus meeting in focus, set for weekly rise. EU should reject automakers' biofuel plea, says campaign group. Canadian Minister Guilbeault resigns from cabinet over government's deal with Alberta. Peruvian court sentences former President Castillo to over 11 years in prison for rebellion. Bolivia's bread shortage highlights subsidy reform challenge. Gold prices cool after surging on rate cut. Cheer, Fed. Chair speculation. Oil prices drop on expectations of ceasefire in Ukraine, unlocking Russian supply. Valuation reset hits Indian IT. Jefferies sees selective buys in mid-caps. Getty Images. CEO warns of UK exit if Shutterstock deal blocked. European luxury sector forecasts 5% sales growth in 2026 after 2-year slump. Oracle and Vantage in talks for $38 billion loan to fund OpenAI sites. Report CME glitch hits FX, commodities, and stock futures. Barclays sees Europe boost from ceasefire hopes, near-term relief for UK assets. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.85%. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.04%. Banks in talks to lend $30 billion to fund sites for OpenAI, FT reports. CME futures options trading halted due to data center issue. Japan factory output climbs unexpectedly in OCT, retail sales rebound. Tokyo CPI inflation remains steady in NOV, slightly ahead of forecasts. Brazil creates fewer formal jobs than expected in October. Statistics Canada publishes amended schedule for trade data.